He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday. Welcome to March, the Ides of March. It is March the 1st, 2019, and you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And it looks like we're going to begin March with a bit of a celebration here on Wall Street. It has cooled off a little bit since the opening bell, but still very strong. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 179 points today. That's a 0.7% gain. Puts it well above 26,000, 26,094. I published some very key resistance levels last week in my newsletter. We'll be looking at those very hard again here this week because that could cause a little bit of a pause in the market. Or if the market is strong enough, it will blast right through those resistance levels. And, of course, that would be very, very bullish for the market. The S&P 500 is up 19 right now, 2,804. I think 2,800 was the resistance level. Maybe we're breaking through that today. I'll look at that during the break. We're up 0.7% on the S&P 500. The NASDAQ up 0.6%, 75.79. The small caps up 0.8%, 1,587. Russell 2000 up 12 points right now. Crude oil up 24 cents to 57.46. Gold not joining in the celebration. The one party pooper today. It's down $4.30 per ounce at 13.11. Silver's down 12 cents. Another party pooper is at $15.51 per ounce this morning. And the bond market, which got roughed up this week, getting roughed up again today, 2.74. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, broadcasting from Charleston, South Carolina, the historic city in the southeast. And we have a celebration here to begin March. We're still waiting for the myrtle trees have not popped yet, but I have seen the azaleas are starting to bloom here in Charleston. The peach trees, not only have they blossomed, but they've got leaves on them right now. Waiting on the jasmine to bloom, but spring is in the air. Waiting for the redfish to start really biting again here as the water temperatures and the weather. Hopefully, next couple weeks, we'll see a little bit of spring here. It is a new month, and the month is off to a good start. We had modest losses yesterday, kind of a mixed day in the market yesterday, although I saw a midday turnaround. I saw some tech stocks rally yesterday. In fact, I saw a big turnaround in Square, which was down all morning. At one point, it was down 6%. I saw it turn around midday, but at the end of the day, both of the averages were down a little bit. I've already got a good start on this week's newsletter. Almost done with my article for the week. I should finish that up after the show here today. Man, if you're not getting the newsletter, it is the inside report from somebody who is inside the market, neck deep on a daily basis. Go to GundersonCapital.com. Not only does it have the macro outlook of the market, it has right on down to the micro outlook of individual stocks and what happened this last week, my observations, my analysis of what went on in the market last week and what I'm looking for in coming weeks, all in my weekly newsletter. When you read that newsletter, say to yourself, does my current broker, does my current investment advisor, does my current asset allocator, do the kind of work that Gunderson does in the market every single day. That's the kind of guy I want managing my accounts. Well, China's getting a boost here today. They are being included in the MSCI. The Asian equities rose overnight, driven by a rally in Chinese markets. I talked about that was the subject of my newsletter last week. The red-hot China stocks, the red-hot red China stocks. Well, index publisher MSCI announced it would quadruple the weighting of mainland shares in its global benchmarks. Let's just check in on a few of those mainland stocks here this morning. Alibaba breaking out, new 52-week high, getting ready to break through its resistance level. Alibaba's had a great run, and Alibaba's up 40% since mid-December. FXI this morning, that's the large cap China index, it's up 1.6%. Oh, what else can we check? Let's check Tencent Holdings here this morning, TCEHY. You know what? It has not really participated in the Chinese rally. I have no exposure. Oh, it's up considerably since late October, but that's a company that's been censored by their own government, and that makes it a little bit difficult with that kind of regulation noose around their neck to invest in a stock like that. JD.com would be a good one, too, to look at here today. Man, that is a great chart. What a great chart on JD.com. All right, what else is happening? Of course, I think this China news is probably the biggest reason behind the move in our market today. Though we're losing some steam, we were up over 200 points. We're now up 145 on the Dow. Well, we had gross domestic product come in yesterday, GDP rising 2.9% in 2018, just shy of the Trump administration's 3% target. I heard Larry Kudlow say yesterday in a speech that he sees 3% growth as far as the eye can see. Well, let's hope he's not nearsighted. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow also said that Chinese trade talks between high-level officials have been fantastic. Well, Larry tends to be a little bit on the positive, optimistic side. There's nothing wrong with that. And he says both sides were on track to reach a remarkable historic deal. Well, you got to believe that that has something to do with today's rally in the market. In the meantime, the pressure remains on China. Extradition decision on the Huawei CFO looms. The next episode in the Huawei drama taking place in Canada will be aired today as Canada's Department of Justice decides whether to proceed with the extradition of CFO Meng Wanzhou to the U.S. She's being held hostage. She's being held captive. She is part of the bargaining process. Talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe she's guilty. Maybe. She has been accused of breaching bans on dealings involving Iran and defrauding financial institutions. I say extradite her to the U.S. Make her stand justice. Huawei is currently at odds with the U.S. And, of course, this morning I saw an interview with the Huawei technology czar or whatever you want to call it. He was making excuses all over the place for Huawei. None of them held much water. The company currently at odds with the U.S., which has banned it from participating in the development of its next generation 5G infrastructure. Hey, Mario Comil sending Jeff Bezos and Amazon flowers, chocolates, candies, all kinds of goodies, trying to make peace with them, trying to get them to come back to New York. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been pleading with Amazon executives, including CEO Jeff Bezos, to reconsider their decision to abandon plans to build a new office there. Boy, I don't know. That was pretty strong, that divorce of Bezos from New York City in the past 2 weeks. Cuomo has offered to help top brass cut through New York's Byzantine governmental process. Can you imagine the regulations for a businessman, businesswoman opening a business in New York? Go try opening a hot dog cart in Manhattan and see what kind of permits and health inspectors and how many bureaucrats are involved in inspecting your buns. Well, anyways, opposition by local politicians who assailed Amazon's abuse of corporate power and torpedoed the deal. In other words, Ocasio-Cortez and her gang of three, or whatever it is. A lot of stocks in the news today. There's a new cheap Tesla running around out there, and you can order it online. More good news for Boeing. Is there ever bad news on Boeing? A big rebound in Square yesterday. A lot of earnings to talk about. Splunk, one of my favorite names in the market. Workday, Autodesk, Nordstrom, and Funko, another good one. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, a lot of Elon Musk news today. There's always Elon Musk news. Probably one of the great promoters of all time. You know, back to the greatest show on earth. He is definitely a showman, is Elon. SpaceX, this is his night job. This is his weekend. This is what he has fun with on the weekends. SpaceX is set to launch its astronaut capsule. I think that Jeff Bezos is volunteering Ocasio-Cortez to be the first astronaut, called Crew Dragon or Dragon V2, to space for the first time in the early hours of Saturday morning. So if you're out in California, be on the lookout. The rocket carrying an astronaut capsule, a humanoid mannequin will be on board, not Ocasio-Cortez, much like the Starman that was launched in a Tesla Roadster for last year's maiden Falcon Heavy launch. If the test proves successful, SpaceX will send up its first crewed flight in July. How about that? Any volunteers? Becoming, I hear when you go over a speed bump in a Tesla, the glove compartment comes open. You want to get in that spaceship? I don't know. Becoming the first to launch astronauts from U.S. soil since 2011. Boy, it's been that long since we've sent astronauts into space. More Tesla news. They've got the new one out. It's the Model 3. It's around $35,000. They have posted details on the launch. Boy, he's launching all kinds of stuff here. Of the 35,000 Model 3, it will feature 220 miles of driving range. Gosh, my office is 222 miles. What am I going to do now? And a top speed of 130 miles per hour. Well, I could get there in an hour and a half. The acceleration from 0 to 60 comes in at 5.6 seconds. A second 37,000 version called the Model 3 Standard Range Plus will offer 240, that's 20 miles more, and 140 miles per hour top speed. You can now buy a Tesla. Now, here's a sign of the times, okay? Tesla confirms that sales are moving to online only all across the world. You can now buy a Tesla in North America via your cell phone in about 1 minute. And I guess Jeff Bezos will drive up to your door and deliver. And that capability will soon be extended worldwide, promises the EV maker. Well, when they have that driverless technology embedded, they could drive the car. They could drop it off in your driveway. Why not? Tesla also, CEO Elon Musk, also tells CNBC that he does not expect the company to be profitable in Q1. What about Q2, Q3, Q4, Q5, Q6? Elon. Anyways, the stock is down 8.4% as they face a major cash crunch. He also stated that he does not expect the company to be profitable in Q2. Although, once again, investors can't quite be sure if he's giving good guidance or not. Boeing continues to climb. Now, there's a company that makes money. As two more analysts raise price targets, you know, maybe it's getting just a little bit too buoyant here. Is it time to profit for some profit taking? It's hitting a new all-time high today, $442 per share on Boeing. Do you know that it was $292 on Christmas Eve? Now, there's the gift you should have gave on Christmas Day. 100 shares of Boeing. It was $292 per share on Christmas Eve. Let's just do the math there. It's gone from $292. Today it's sitting at $442. How did your gift do? It is up 51%. Can you believe that? It's now up. It's now a $252 billion company after a 50% move at Boeing since December 24th. I have a lot of Boeing listeners, not only here in the Charleston area, but obviously up in that Seattle area. So kudos to Boeing, man. They are hitting on all cylinders right now. More upgrades today for Boeing. It is the top performing Dow stock this year. UBS raises their price target to $500. Morgan Stanley raises their price target to $520. All right, let's see. Interesting turnaround in Square yesterday. You know, at one point, Square was down 6.6%. I had just written it off for the day. I said, okay, it's a bad day, forget it. And then I checked it later in the day, and it was up 3.5%. So what's up with Square? Huge volume yesterday. Stock was all over the place. Their earnings were up 75% quarter over quarter. Their sales were up 51%. The stock is pulling back a little today, but hey, give it till the end of the day. I do own Square. I believe it's a disruptor. I believe in owning the disruptors and not the disrupted. Square down 3.4% here today. Apple's annual meeting, if you're in the Cupertino area, I don't know how you get a ticket to that, but their annual shareholder meeting will kick off at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time at its Cupertino headquarters, providing investors with updates on the company's performance and plans for the next 12 months. That ought to be interesting. The gathering comes after Apple was forced to issue a guidance cut. Yes, a big guidance cut. And their latest iPhones, you know, continue to decelerate as the length of time that people are holding up. Maybe they need to make them fizzle out after a year or self-destruct. Then you got to get a new one. But right now, that time in between new iPhones continues to extend. And let's not forget the big economic slowdown in China. That has also hurt Apple this year. We have earnings from VMware. You know, this has been a pretty good large cap stock, tied at the hip to a Dell. VMW is hitting a new all-time high today. Is this $73 billion market cap company headquartered in Palo Alto? The VMware is hitting a new all-time high. They provide virtual software enabling organizations to run multiple operating systems. Their earnings were up 24%, sales up 16%, beating earnings. I do not have any position, but it is a very good large cap stock. When we come back, PayPal, Marriott, Splunk, Workday, Autodesk, Nordstrom's, Funko, and Old Navy. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking in almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half. A lot of the wind has gone out of the sails of this rally here. They had a sailboat moving up the river at about 30 knots. It's now going at about 15 knots. The Dow's up 81 points. We'll still take it, not 200 like it was earlier. And the NASDAQ now up about 31 points. It was up about 60 at one point. There was some voracious profit-taking here along the way since the market opened up this morning, but we're still positive. All right, let's see what else we've got going on here today. I talked about VMW, which is in the news today. Nomura sees core trends healthy for PayPal. Hey, I continue to like PayPal. I continue to own PayPal in my premier growth portfolio. Again, I like the disruptors. I don't like the disrupted. It seems to me like on the disrupted side of the ledger are the banks, your traditional banks. And on the disruptor side of the ledger, it seems to me it's companies like PayPal, companies like Square, etc., that are disrupting this traditional model. PayPal being talked about here at Nomura today. They see healthy trends for PayPal. They're raising their target price from $110 to $110 from $100 on the premise that headwinds the company faces are transitory. I like PayPal myself. How is PayPal? It was hitting a new all-time high yesterday. Let's see how it is doing today. I'm a user of the product on all my newsletter subscriptions, app subscriptions. I had very few problems with PayPal over the years. Marriott beats by a nickel, and they beat on revenue. Marriott has been a pretty dicey stock, however, recently. You know, over the years, it's been a great stock. But over the last 12 to 24 months, let's just take a look and see where Marriott is ranked right now. I like Marriott. We try to stay at Marriott's. We're Marriott Rewards members. Always like a deal on a nice room. Let's see here. Marriott is currently ranked number 331, not bad, out of 5,066. It has delivered quite a bit of alpha over the years, but the last 12 months have been rough for Marriott. That's what keeps me out of the stock. Over the last 10 years, MAR, headquartered in Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken, the company started with the root beer stand in Washington, D.C., is now a $42 billion company, dividend yield of 1.3%. Marriott over the last 10 years has delivered to investors 27% per year, and of course warm cookies upon check-in. Over the last 5 years, Marriott has delivered 20% per year to investors and clean sheets. And over the last 3 years, 24% per year against the market's 11%. Performance grade is A-. The valuation that I have, five-year target price. Boy, this is valuable stuff on this app. Who invented this Best Stocks Now app? Marriott is trading at 125 right now. I have a $205 target price. Just a so-so earnings report, however. Splunk, one of my favorite names in the market. Splunk beats earnings. The stock is basically flat right now. Splunk is a cloud stock. They make software that enables organizations to search, correlate, analyze, monitor, and report on data in real time. Get this, Splunk's growth rate, their earnings growth rate over the last 5 years has been 139% per year. Now, how has that translated into stock performance? Over the last 3 years, Splunk has delivered to investors 57% per year, market 11%, And over the last 12 months, Splunk is up 45% while the market is down 6%. That's some serious alpha. Splunk is currently ranked number 74 out of 5,066 in my BestStocksNowApp.com database. 1 year ago, it was ranked number 61. And during that 1 year period of time, the stock is up 45%. Not bad. Stock hitting right now a new, almost, it was at a new all-time high this morning. Now it's backing off somewhat. Okay, one that I own here. Should we make this our featured stock of the day? It's down 3.7%. It was up this morning. Let me check another one here. I have two in the news today. It's also down a little bit. Both of them were way up this morning. What is going on? Who switched the wind direction here in the market here today? We're getting a little bit of a pullback right now. The NASDAQ's still up 36 points, but I see some of these stocks that were up, spiking this morning, including Splunk, have all come back to earth a little bit. Okay, I continue to own Workday. Workday is a cloud stock. Workday is headquartered in Pleasanton, California. Workday is a $42 billion company. Workday went public in 2012 at a price of about $50 per share. Today, the stock is $190 per share. Their most recent quarter that they reported after the close of the market yesterday, their earnings were up 46% and their sales were up 35%. Workday has been good to investors. Take a look. Over the last 3 years, WDAY has delivered to investors 50% per year. That's what the 3-year compound annual return without any dividend yield has been. That's what it works out to. 49.4% per year average over the last 3 years, with no guarantees going forward. During that same period of time, the market has delivered 11.1% per year. So there's some serious alpha there. And the beat goes on. Over the last 12 months, Workday's up 54% while the market's down 5.7%. Valuation, is it nosebleed? Well, it's not cheap, that's for sure. If you want cheap, you know, JCPenney, a single-digit P.E. ratio. Kraft Heinz is a single-digit P.E. ratio right now. I show that Workday currently trading at 86 times forward earnings. You know, it's rich. It's rich, but the stock is hitting new highs. I have a $350 target price 5 years down the road. It's currently at $189. In my BestStocksNowApp.com database, it's currently ranked number 27 out of 5,066, and I do own Workday in my growth portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I'll be working on the newsletter today. I have a big chunk of it done. A lot of the articles, I've updated the charts on the leading asset classes in the market right now. How valuable is that to allocating your portfolio right now? I've updated the leading indexes in the world as of now. How important is that? And it's not just, you know, well, who's up the most? No, I have my own proprietary formulas built in there that looks at valuation and performance and safety. I also have updated my leading sectors in the market right now. That helps narrow down the sectors to search in of the market. And I have listed in my newsletter, as I do every week, my top ranked 250 stocks. And if you've never gotten the newsletter before, you can see the current model portfolios: aggressive growth, premier growth, growth and income, and my best funds now, which is all ETFs. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. If you can find a more in-depth, hard-hitting, entertaining, I try to make it entertaining, newsletter out there, let me know, would you? Because I would like to subscribe to that newsletter myself. I believe it's one of the most hard-hitting, information-filled, insider's look. Not that I'm an insider, but I have been inside the market all week long, and I report back to you what I saw and my current analysis and where the fish are biting right now. Go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's been a busy week. There's a lot that went on in the market this past week, politically, geopolitically, earnings. Been an earnings parade. We're about done now. We're at the tail end of the earnings parade. Of course, in another 30 days, we'll have another quarter come to an end. Q1 2019. Believe it or not, this quarter that we're currently in is expected to show negative 2% growth in earnings versus the same quarter last year. That's where the estimate is right now. This quarter that we're currently in is looking like it's going to end up being about 13 points, or the quarter that's currently being reported and almost done with looks like it's going to end up being about 13.6% growth, which would put last year's earnings, 2018, up 20% from the prior year. This year, much more tepid, 4-5%. Is what we're looking for, which is still good, but not like the 20%. Of course, the market's up 11% so far out of the gate this year. Much of that is because of last year's earnings, which were not built into the market. We had that big sell-off in October, November, December. The market did a lot of catching up in January and February. We're almost caught up now to earnings. But still, I think the market could go higher if we can maintain that growth in S&P 500 earnings this year. I'd like to see those earnings estimates start to move higher. Right now, we're looking at about 4 or 5%. Okay, a few other stocks here in the news here today. Then we'll finish the week off. Funko. It was way up this morning, and now it's barely up. That seems to be a pattern here today. In today's market, a lot of wind coming out of the sales. The Dow up 76 right now. NASDAQ up 33 points. How about Nordstrom's? That bricks and mortar stuff, I don't know. Not looking so good. When you can order a Tesla now online, have it delivered. Nordstrom's is down 22 cents, 0.5%. I have no interest in Macy's, Nordstrom's, JCPenney, any of these big department stores. Gap's going to spin off Old Navy. There's another one I wouldn't have a lot of faith in as an investor. The market likes that Gap news, but over the last 5 years, Gap's earnings have been going the wrong way, minus 5% per year. I like the online retailers much better. Okay, we'll finish the week off with Autodesk. Autodesk was way up this morning, but like so many others, a whole bunch of profit-taking taking place. Now the stock is down 1.6%. I thought Autodesk had a terrific quarter. They are a $35 billion company. They make CAD/CAM software, computer-aided design software. Just talk to any architect or engineer. Builder. That is kind of the de facto software for the industry. It's a $35 billion company. 214% growth in earnings this year. They're expected to grow another 58% in earnings next year. Earnings have always been a dicey proposition at Autodesk, but they seem to be getting it much more consistent right now. Their earnings came in at 46 cents. That's up 611% versus the same quarter last year, while their sales were up 33%. I know Autodesk has also gone to a subscription model like Adobe did. I own Autodesk also here at Gunderson Capital Management. It obviously was a big disruptor with, you know, the draftsman with the sharp pencil and the T-squares and all that kind of stuff. Now it's all CAD/CAM for the most part. Autodesk has put up some good numbers for investors, too. A lot of alpha. It's an A performer when I compare it to the other 5,055 in my BestStocksNow.com data, BestStocksNowApp.com database. Autodesk is currently ranked at number 203 out of 5,066. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 40%, while the market's down 5%. And over the last 3 years, Autodesk has been cruising at 49 miles per hour. That's a compound annual growth rate. Well, that's, you know, how the stock has done, return rate. 49% per year, market 11.1. No guarantees going forward. I have a $275 target price 5 years down the road on Autodesk, which is watched every week. I check those target prices on a regular basis. Of course, they have just reported earnings. That is a news event. Earnings estimates will likely go a little bit higher, and the price target will likely go a little bit higher as they came in and they beat earnings by 4 cents, and they beat on revenue, and they gave guidance. That's also very important. Okay, well, that brings a busy week of Best Talks Now to a close. It's all encapsulated in the newsletter. It'll come out tomorrow morning. I see low tide is at 11 a.m., there's a certain spot in the harbor. I need to be at 11 a.m. tomorrow because I heard the redfish are gathering there. I will get that newsletter out. I will do everything within my power to get that newsletter out before 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Saturday morning. If you'd like to get a copy of the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. We have had a lot of appointments this week. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. We have firmed up Dallas, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th in the Grapevine area of Dallas. And then in May, we will be in Sarasota in the Hyatt Regency area. That will be May 8, 9, 10. I'll try to throw in a workshop in Sarasota and a workshop in Dallas. And of course, Scottsdale postponed until June as they postponed Financial Fest. Now, we will be meeting one-on-one with folks. If you'd like a meeting with me in Dallas or Sarasota, the number, toll-free anywhere in the country, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.